Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Soita Daf Chof Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara opens with a quote from the Mishnah, an abbreviated quote from the Mishnah. Bo bayom dorash Rabbi Akiva v'chol kli cheres v'chulei. It would be worth our while simply to go over that section of the Mishnah before we get into the Gemara itself, but let us point out that we have a topic heading, and it reads on the side under the topic heading, the Nosei, Kikor Sheni Oisah Shlishi Betruma. Kikor Sheni is a loaf that is Tomei to a Sheni level of Tuma. It is capable of making a loaf that is Truma into a Shlishi, a third level Tumah. When we speak about levels, it's in a descending order. We speak about a primary level of Tumah, like an Ava Tumah. An example of that would be a dead Sheretz, a creepy thing that the Torah enumerates as being a source of Tumah. A dead an animal carcass also would be an example of an Ava Tumah. It, upon contact with an item that's susceptible to receiving tumah, becomes a rishon l'tumah. For example, if that sheretz touches a person, the person becomes a rishon l'tumah, and then the person touches an item of food, the food becomes a sheni l'tumah, and that food item that's a sheni l'tumah can pass tumah on one more level if you're speaking about truma, and two more levels when you speak about kutchim, sacrificial meat. That's a very general overview. The section of the Mishnah that we would like to read over, so you can certainly turn back to the Mishnah, and it reads as follows: Bo bayom darsha b'kiva v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el soichoi. Any earthenware vessel into whose airspace there descends a dead sheretz, so that anything that's in that vessel becomes tomei. But there's a special word that you see in the pasuk yitma. Eino omer tomei. It doesn't describe the item in the vessel by using the word tomei, elo yitma, which means that item is then capable of tamei achirim. So if we just describe what we've just mentioned, a dead sheretz dangling in the airspace of the clay vessel becomes a rishon l'tumah. Food items that are in the vessel, let's talk about a loaf of bread sitting in this vessel, it receives tumah from the vessel, hence it, the loaf of bread, the kikar, becomes a sheni. The pasuk describe that kikar, that loaf of bread, as yitma. And we read on in the Mishnah, limeid al kikar sheni shebetames ashlishi. This teaches us that kikar sheni has the power to pass tuma on to another item. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, it says make something else into a shlishi. The Mishnah doesn't qualify what that is. Is it truma? Is it chulin? Is it kachim? It's a general statement that an item that is a sheni can then make another food item into a shlishi. Omar Rabbi Yoshua, mi agala ofer meinecho rabon Yochem ben Zakkai, an expression that meaning to the effect that if only you were alive. So Yis Omer, you used to say, osidor achir l'tayr kikor shlishi. There will be a future generation that will come and declare that a third level doesn't exist. She'ein lo mikro min ha-toro shutomei. based on the idea that there's no pasuk in the Torah, according to their thinking, that would indicate that there's such a thing as a third level tumah. Valo, Akiva tamidcha maybe lo mikur min haTorah shutameh. Rabbi Yishua continues talking to the spirit of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, saying that, you know, you were prophesying about a future generation that would declare a kikar shlishi as tahor because there's no pasuk in the Torah. Here you're a student of a student, namely Rabbi Akiva, found cites a pasuk shenemar kol asher b'socho yitmo. As we turn to the opening of the Gemara, we have to just put ourselves into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's shoes for a moment, as Rabbi Yeshua quotes him. What did Rabbi Yeshua say to the spirit of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? If it only could be that you would be alive and hear what Rabbi Akiva is saying, for you used to say that there would come a generation that would say that a kikar shlishi doesn't exist, it's tohar, because there's no pasuk in the Torah indicating it's tomei. It sounds from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he himself feels that it should be tomei, just that there's this, it doesn't exist a pasuk to substantiate it. So now we turn to the Gemara. Umeachar di'ein lo, as far as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned, since there is no pasuk in his mind indicating a third level tumah, lama tomei, why does he, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, perceive the kikar shlishi as being something that in fact is defiled? Let's look at Rashi to appreciate this a little bit more. On the fourth line under the Gemara text, umiachar de'ein lo mikra min haTorah, since there's no pasuk in the Torah, lama hu tomei betruma, why is the third level in fact a defilement in the realm of truma? The Rabbi Yochanan Porach, the Gemara's question here is focused on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Dekomar, he said, Osid dor acher litaro, a future generation is going to come along and declare it non-tomei. Aval hu hoya mitamo, but he himself, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, seems to hold that it's tomei, and he was bemoaning the fact that future generation would come and declare it tohar. So, well, one second, if there is no pasuk in his mind, so then why should it be tomei? The Gemara answers, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, min haTorah ein lo, midin kal v'chomer yesh lo. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, that as far as he is concerned, that future generation is going to declare it Torah because they're min haTorah, you know, there is no pasuk in the Torah. However, there is a kal v'chomer. There is a kal v'chomer that could establish a third level, a shlishi l'toma. It's just that, if there is a kal v'chomer, So then, why would they declare it tohar? Well, it's because that future generation will find a weakness in the kal v'chomer. All of this will be explained in the Gemara. Before we continue further in the Gemara text, though, notice the structural note, because as you look ahead in the Gemara, you'll notice a series of triangles, and under the Mivneh heading, on the side, we've written Shlavim. These are stages. Shel Limud Kal V'chomer Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Kedei L'lamed Al Kikur Shlishi Afilu B'chulin. These are stages in developing a Kal V'chomer that there should be a Kikur Shlishi, and we're adding here even in the realm of Chulin. Now the Gemara. Uma Tvul Yom Shemuter B'chulin Posel B'truma. A tful yom is a person that had been tomei, had been defiled, and all defilement requires immersion in a mikveh. He went to the mikveh, and in order for a mikveh to really be effective, you have to wait till sundown. Prior to sundown, the person is called a tful yom. It's a status of tumah that's often associated with being something like a second level tumah. But for our purposes, it's a category called Tevul Yom. A person like that is Mutar B'chulin. He does not ruin that which is chulin, that which is common or mundane. So that if a person went to mikveh, he can eat chulin and doesn't affect it, doesn't defile the chulin. Even though a person who's a tful yom is not allowed to eat truma, and he's certainly not allowed to eat the sacrificial meat. So a tful yom who is mutter b'chulin, posel b'truma, a tful yom before sundown, if he touches truma, he ruins truma. Kikar sheni, she posel b'chulin, the loaf that we described before in the air that's sitting in that clay oven into which a clay vessel into which a sheretz had been suspended, that kikar is, as far as we're concerned, is chulin, and it becomes pasul. So kikar sheni she pasul b'chulin, it is something that is considered we'll say tome in the realm even of chulin. Eino din shiase shlishi betruma, then by kal v'chomer logic, it certainly will make a third level when it comes to truma. The Gemara says, "Well, ikol lemifrach, you can't rely on this kal v'chomer. Mifrach means to undo, to question, to refute the kal v'chomer. The basis of the kal v'chomer, the starting point was a tvul yom, which was presented here as a relatively minor or lenient area, but it's not ma l'tvul yom shekein avatuma. The double underline marking that you see here and in the upcoming stages is the point at which the Gemara refutes the kal v'chomer, and what we're saying is that a tvul yom is a person who had gone to mikveh, but what was he before he went to mikveh? Well, he might have been a tomei mace. He might have been a person that had contact with a corpse, or he was a zav or a mitzora. These are different kinds of tumos that are primary level tumas. They're called avatuma. So, because the origin of the tful yom is rooted in being an avatuma, that would be the reason why it will pasul betruma. Not so when it comes to a kikar sheni. Now, a word about food. Food items can never become an avatuma. That's just a rule that you should be familiar with in this topic of tumas and taras. So you can't make a kal v'chomer using as your starting point a tvul yom in order to eventually conclude that a kikar sheni should be able to make a shlishi. Gemara continues, Tesi. We continue now at the top of Omid Beis. Tesi means derive. Derive the power of a kikar sheni to make a shlishi, mitvul yom desheretz. A tvul yom desheretz is a reference to a person that originally had contact with a sheretz, so that the person in question was never himself an avatuma. We cited examples on Omid Aleph very deliberately from the Rashi that said the avatuma was someone who had been tomei meis or had been a zav or mitzora, where the person himself had been an avatuma. Someone who touched the sheretz had himself never been an avatuma. So that this might be a good kal v'chomer, meaning tful yom of a sheretz, that means a person who had been tomei sheretz. That means the person had been a rishon l'tuma, and when he went to mikveh before sundown, he was a tful yom, and he does not affect chulin, but he would ruin truma. So a kikar sheni, which in the realm of chulin is considered pasul, it's considered unfit, certainly the kikar sheni should be able to make a shlishi, to be able to ruin truma. The Gemara undoes this, refutes this as well. Ma l'tvul yom desheretz, shekein b'mino avatuma. Within realm of tvul yom of sheretz, there is, however, a possibility of Ava Tuma. We look in Rashi on the first narrow line. Shekein yesh b'mino Ava Tuma. Im hoya nogea kli ze. O odom ze. We're speaking about a person or a vessel that had contact with the sheretz. Okay, it's true that this person himself was not an Ava Tuma, but that person could have become an Ava Tuma, or the vessel that touched the sheretz. We didn't speak too much about the vessel that became Tomei and needed immersion in the mikveh, making the vessel a Tvuyon, but the same concept applies. The person or the vessel that had been Tomei sheretz, they could have been an Ava Tuma had the person had contact with the dead or any of the other examples. Not so with food. Food itself could never become an Ava Tuma. Even if a loaf of bread touched a body, touched a corpse, the loaf of bread would not become an Ava Tuma. So, citing the case of a person who had been a Tvuyom after having been Tomei Sheretz is not a sound Kal V'chomer from which to derive the rules of a Kikar Sheni. The Gemara continues, Kli Cheres Yochiach. Kli Cheres is a clay vessel. A clay vessel is something, again, another detail in the rules of Tumas and Taras. You remember we mentioned food could never become an Ava Tuma? The same is true with regard to a clay vessel, Kli Cheres. It cannot become an Ava Tuma. And yet, we know that a clay vessel that was Tomei, it is mitame truma. So in order for something to ruin truma, it doesn't have to have been an avatuma. Oh, so once you say that in order to ruin truma, it didn't have to be an avatuma at any point, didn't have to even have the potential for being an avatuma, we can then say a kli cheres that's tomei does not ruin chulin, but it would ruin truma. So then, certainly a kikar sheni, which is pusel by chulin, will metame the truma. Let's take a look at the Rashi on this as well. Kli cheres yochiach. We're looking at Rashi about a third of the way down the narrow lines. She'ein b'mino avatuma. Umetame es hatruma kishu rishon the kol shekein sheposla a kli cheres which itself cannot become an avatuma, but if that kli cheres, let us say, happened to be tome, if it was a rishon l'tuma, it would ruin truma. Afato al tetame al kikor sheni shafa pi shein v'mino avatuma. Even though a kikar sheni cannot become an avatuma, if so, it will ruin truma as well. The taimo lav be'avatuma toli. The ability to ruin truma is not dependent on the item being an avatuma or having the potential for being an avatuma. The Gemara says, no, I can't make a kal v'chomer from kli cheres. Ma l'kli cheres shekein metame me'aviro. Kli cheres, clay vessels, have a stringency about them that you don't find by the kikar sheni, and that is that the kli cheres absorbs tuma even without contact with it, simply by the source of tuma being in its airspace. Tvuyom yochiach. Well, tvuyom doesn't have the concept of tuma through airspace, and yet it ruins truma. The chozer hadin, the logic starts to revolve, meaning, well, but we said the tvuyom is an entity that has origins in an avatuma, so you can't derive from that to a kikar sheni. And then we would go back to the kli cheres, but then say that the kli cheres has a certain aspect of stringency to it that you don't find by the kikar sheni either. Lo ro'i zeh ki ro'i zeh, the lo ro'i zeh ki ro'i zeh. The the nature of the Kli Cheres is not like the nature of a Tevul Yom, and the nature of the Tevul Yom is not like the nature of a Kli Cheres. Hatzad Hashavah Shebahen, but a common denominator that exists between them, the Kli Cheres and the Tevul Yom, Shemutorin Bechulin, Upoislin Betruma, they present no problem for the realm of Chulin, and they ruin when they are Tomei, a Kli Cheres that's Tomei, and a Tevul Yom, who is by definition a certain type of Tumah, they ruin Truma. Kol Sheken Kikor Sheni, She Posel Bechulin, De Posel Betruma. Then certainly the Kikor Sheni, which can ruin Chulin, certainly will be able to ruin Truma. Before continuing, I would like to make, a detailed comment that might help in general understanding this concept of Kikor Sheni Sheposel Bechulin. Generally speaking, there is no prohibition of eating Chulin that's Tomei. There is a prohibition of eating Truma that's Tomei. So you might ask, of what concern is it to us that a Kikor Sheni is Posel Bechulin? So there is one topic which I don't think is important to delve into right now, and that's the phenomenon of someone who's Oichel Chulin Betaras Truma or Betaras HaKodesh. Truth be told, that's a rabbinic realm of analysis. But a Kikor Sheni being described as Posel Bechulin would have ramifications if it, the Kikor Sheni, touches, let's say, Truma, or it touches Kodshim. If you say that a Kikor Sheni, based on the Pasuk of Kol Asher Besocho Yitma, means that even Chulin inside the airspace of that clay vessel, which was a Rishon Lutuma, the Kikor, the bread, which might very well be Chulin, becomes ruined. It becomes ruined in what sense? Not that you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. It becomes ruined in the sense that it can now be the source of Tuma for other things like Truma and Kodshim. That's a detail. In the meantime, let's get back to our Sukya. At this point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reaches a conclusion through this Tzad HaShoveh, Kli Cheres and Tevul Yom, that those are items that don't present any problem for Chulin, and yet they passel Truma, then certainly a Kikor Sheni, which is a problem, is a source of Tuma for other things, certainly should be able to passel Truma. That sounds like a very solid form of reasoning. And yet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was quoted as saying that a subsequent generation is going to come and declare the Kikor Sheni as having no effect on the Truma. But why would they say that? Why would they say, here there's a Kavachomer that the Kikor Sheni does affect the Truma. The Gemara continues, V'dor Acher Porach, this is that future generation that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made an allusion to, they are going to question this Tzad HaShoveh as follows. Ma lahatzad HaShoveh shebohen, shekein yesh bohen tzad chomur. You try to make a common denominator between two points, but each point has its own stringency. And because of that particular stringency, I would say the Kli Cheres or the Tevul Yom can ruin Truma. Not so with the Kikor Sheni. What's the Tzad Chomor of each one? Well, we've learned them already. The Tevul Yom is an entity, it's a person or a vessel that could have become an Avatuma. The Kli Cheres has that area of Chumra, of stringency, that it absorbs Tuma by the source of Tuma merely being in its airspace without actual contact with it. However, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he didn't seem very approving of that Dor Acher. For Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was himself convinced that a Kikor Sheni would make a Shlishi B'Truma, would ruin the Truma, Tzad Chomor Lo Porich. He doesn't use this kind of refutation to undo the Kal V'Chomer. As far as Rabbi Yochanan Mizaki is concerned, once you have a common denominator between those two examples, the Klicheres and the Tvuyom, you can use that common denominator to then proceed to make your Kal V'Chomer concerning the Kikar Sheni. So, up till this point, we presented the basis for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai believing that a Kikar Sheni is Oysa Shlishi. And we also presented the opinion of that future generation that he foretold would declare the Kikar Sheni as not being able to make a Shlishi. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading on the side, the Nosei. It reads, Minayin Lirevi B'Kodesh Sheposel. From where would one derive that there exists in the realm of sacrifices, sacrificial meat, a fourth level Tumah? That's the first stage of this Gemara. Let's take it away. Let's go into the text. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Lirevi B'Kodesh Sheposel. From where can we derive that a fourth level tumah, when it comes to sacrifices, renders it unfit? Renders the sacrifice unfit. You would not be allowed to eat that sacrificial meat. V'dinhu. Dinhu is an application of logic. Ma mechusar kipurim, shemuter b'truma posel b'kodesh. Here's a new concept as far as today's shiur is concerned, and maybe for many listeners it's a totally new concept. Mechusar kipurim. Mechusar kipurim is someone who lacks having brought the required sacrifice that certain tumos necessitate in order to complete their purification process. For example, if a person had been a Zav, a male having a three-time Zav male emission, or a Zova, a woman that had 3 days of blood sighting during her Ziva period, they wait 7 clean days, after which there's a mikveh immersion, there's a subsequent sundown, and the next morning on day 8, namely, after the 7 clean days where they didn't have any emissions, on day 8, they bring sacrifices. And up till the point that they bring sacrifices, even though they went to the mikveh, even though they experienced sundown of the 7th day, they're nevertheless categorized as a certain form of tumah. And this is based on information that you see in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk in the verse you see that they are described as when they bring their sacrifice, they become tohor, indicating that prior to their bringing of the sacrifice, they have a certain status of being tomei. What kinds of things does a mechusar kipurim affect? So that's what we see right over here. And Rabbi Yossi develops a kal v'chomer using as his jumping off point this example of the mechusar kipurim, which shemuter b'truma, we said, a person like that had it already went to mikveh, had the sundown, like the first Mishnah in Shas indicates, after sundown, they're muter b'truma. Yet, posel b'kodesh, they're not allowed to partake of sacrificial meat. A mechusar kipurim, if he touches sacrificial meat, he ruins it. Shlishi sheposel b'truma, a third level truma food item, is something that you cannot eat. It's posel in truma. Eino din hu sheyase revi b'kodesh. Is it not then all the more certain that it will make a fourth level when it comes to kodesh? That's the kal v'chomer from mechusar kipurim. Mechusar kipurim was an example of someone that has no problem with regard to truma, yet it's a problem with regard to kodshim. a shlishi, which is a problem with regard to truma, then certainly we'll be able to make another level down in kodesh. Velomadnu shlishi lekodesh min haTorah. In order to establish a third level tuma in the realm of sacrifices, that there is a scriptural reference for that. Therefore, if you're going to make a kal v'chomer, your kal v'chomer isn't going to stop at a level that I have a Torah source for. What am I going to do with the kal v'chomer then? The kal v'chomer, in a case like that, enables me to go one more step, so that as a result of shlishi l'kodesh having a source in the Torah, the kal v'chomer that we just described in this Tanaic source leads me to go one more step, and that's what it means when it says revi mikal v'chomer. Well, shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah min olam. You said that a third level tuma in the realm of sacrifices is something that you see in the Torah itself. Where do you know that from? Dichtiv. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk that is in the context of sacrificial meat, and it says, "Hava basar asher yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'ochel." Sacrificial meat, called korban shlomim, that touches anything that's called tomei, you cannot eat it. In other words, the sacrificial meat has become ruined because it touched anything that's called tomei. What did it touch? Milo askina denoga b'sheni. Is it not so that that sacrificial meat might have touched a sheni? We've already established that there exists a sheni l'tuma from the psukim. We had kol asher b'socho yitmo. We already mentioned that a few times. So that the sheni is an entity that's called tomei, and the pasuk we just read said that bosor, that means sacrificial meat, that touches anything that's called tomei, it, the sacrificial meat, becomes ruined. You can't eat it. So, what is that sacrificial meat once it came into contact with a sheni? Of course, it drops down one level, it becomes a shlishi. So, from this, we see that kodshim reaches a shlishi level of tuma based on a pasuk. Well, then what am I going to use, or for what am I going to activate the kal v'chomer? Revi mikal v'chomer kidamoron. The idea of a fourth level of tuma with regard to kodshim is as we said above in the source. And that kal v'chomer was using mechusar kippurim as the jumping off point. As we continue in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan becomes aroused, and he makes a point. We have a long point marking. Rabbi Yochanan hears Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer, and he reacts by saying, I don't understand this kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer has to be tight logic. He's going to point out that there's a pircha, there's an undoing to the kal v'chomer logic. And if there's an undoing, if there's a response, a tshuva, a response to the kal v'chomer, so then how can Rabbi Yossi rely on that for reaching the conclusion of revi b'kodesh? So now let's see how it works. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, ta'am b'ribi. B'ribi means a great man. He's referring to Rabbi Yossi, who was the Godol Hador in his generation. Ta'am b'ribi eini yodea mahu. I don't understand what Rabbi Yossi said. Sharei tshuvaso betzido, the refutation to the kal v'chomer that he made is right by its side. And what's the refutation? Oichil habo machmas tful yom yochiach. Food that had been in contact with a tful yom will prove to the contrary of what his kal v'chomer said, she posel b'truma. Here we have an example of something that is ruined with regard to truma. V'eino oisir revi b'kodesh. food that had that let's say truma that was touched by a tvuyom, that food is pasul with regard to truma, and it doesn't make an additional level. Tisanya, and well, where does Rabbi Yochanan know that information from? So it's based on the following Tanaic source. Now, you'll notice we have brackets here. The reason for these brackets is that we want to get to the immediately to the basis of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and that's found in the Shita of the Chachomim. Within the brackets, there are two more Tanaic authorities. We'll get back to them later, but we want to first understand what's bothering Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said that food that comes into contact with a tvuyom is our problem. Namely, that the food that comes into contact with the tvuyom, let's say the tvuyom touched truma, he ruins the truma. Now, that truma will not make another level down in Kachim. The Chachomim Omrim, and let's read the Tanaic source after the brackets. The Chachomim Omrim, they say, with regard to a tvuyom, kishem shepoisel oichle truma, umashke truma, just like a tvuyom ruins food that's truma, or drinks, liquids that truma. When a person has a wine production facility, he tithes 2% of his wine and gives it to a kohen. That's an example of mashki truma. So a tvuyom who touches that, according to the Chachamim, ruins either the food, the produce that's tithed as truma, or the liquids that are tithed as truma. So just like he ruins them, kach posel ochle kodesh umashki kodesh, so too he posel. And here, we haven't focused on this word too much in the past, but here we have to say, posel is, it becomes ruined, but there's no further step. It doesn't communicate tuma an additional step. So what do we see over here? We have the food that came into contact with the tvuyom. It's something that, in the realm of truma, is rendered unfit. But it doesn't go any further. There is no stepping down another level to a revi level. So now, let's really zero in on the main point. According to Rabbi Yossi, and by the way, use the markings. You can go back to the Tanaic source in the frame where Rabbi Yossi spoke about Minayin Revi B'Kodesh. In that source, Rabbi Yossi said something that is Pasul B'Truma certainly will be able to make a Revi B'Kodesh. Well, here we have something that's Pasul B'Truma, and it does not make a Revi B'Kodesh. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that because he's making a very major assumption over here that Rabbi Yossi would hold like the opinion of the Chachomim, which says a tvuyom ruins truma, and the same way he ruins truma, he ruins kachim. But it stops there. It means the tvuyom will make the kachim, say, a third level tuma, but it does not go any further. We skipped two shitas that are in the brackets. Let's go over the source again. But before we can move beyond this, it's so important for us to emphasize that Rabbi Yochanan is working on the assumption that Rabbi Yossi certainly would hold like the Chachomim in this source. What are some other opinions in this source? Now, let's go over the source again. Desanyo, here we're reading in the bracketed section. Abashol Omer, Tvul Yom, Tchila L'Kodesh, L'Tamei Shnayim V'Lifsol Echad. A Tvul Yom, if he touches kachim, that sacrificial meat becomes a rishon l'tuma. That's tchila, means beginning. In other words, it's a rishon level of tuma. And when something becomes a rishon level of tuma, as far as Abba Shol is concerned, that can touch something else, making that second item into a sheni. That sheni would then touch something else, making it into a shlishi. And that shlishi is lifsol echad, makes the final item into a revi'i, in the realm of kochim. So you see, according to Abba Shol, there is a revi'i l'kodesh. In this sentence, by the way, you see the distinction that we alluded to before between the word tome and the word puzzle. Tome is that which is that which absorbs the capability of passing a defilement down another level, so that the tefuyom made the first piece of sacrificial meat he touched into a rishon level, and that rishon then generates two more stages, each one having the power to pass tumah down further. And when you get to that last stage, it passes it to that one more additional level, but it stops there. So that final stop is called its puzzle. But if you followed the descent, you noticed that the Tfuyom made the first piece of meat a Rishon. It coming into contact with another piece of sacrificial meat makes it into a Sheni. That's the first of the Latame Shnayim here. And then it touches another piece, making it into a Shlishi. And that Shlishi is Posel Echad, making it, that final thing, into a Revi. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says that as far as the Tfu Yom is concerned, he is mitame echad. He'll touch a piece of sacrificial meat, imparting it with the capacity of tumah, passing tumah on one more stage, and that's uposel echad. So that the Tfu Yom, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, he doesn't. He doesn't make the piece of kochim into a rishon. He makes it into what's in effect a shlishi. He's mitameit, imposing imparting to it the power to communicate a level of defilement one more step to that final thing, which becomes puzzle. So according to Reb Meir, if you study the Rashi in this sugya, you'll notice that. On a bottom line level between Abba Shol and Rabbi Meir, they both acknowledge that there exists a revi'i b'kodesh. However, when you see the Chachomim there, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan was, preoccupied with, you have an example, according to the Chachomim, of the Tfu Yom ruining the Truma. And the same way he ruins the Truma, he would defile the Kochim. But the words that the Chomim used would posel Ochlei Kodesh. It doesn't go down any further levels. So that the Tfu Yom, who is, we'll say, as we've said in the past, is the equivalent of a Sheni level of Tuma, he will posel Kochim. But the defilement stops over there. Maskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa raises what would probably be the obvious question. Mimai de Rav Yossi karabonon sfirolei. Who says that Rav Yossi holds by the approach of the Rabbonon with regard to the Tvu Yom? Dilmo kaba shol sfirolei. Diomar letame shnayim velifsol echod. Rashi points out, the Gemara at this point could have said that Rabbi Yossi might hold like Rabbi Meir, but that's not important. We don't have to dwell on that. Is it not possible that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abba Shol, and according to Abba Shol, the Tvu Yom eventually creates that which is a Revi'i Bakodesh? And then if Rabbi Yossi subscribes to Abba Shol, then we don't have an example of that which is Pusel Betruma not making a Revi. You reach a Revi according to Abba Shol. The Gemara answers. Note, this is a long answer, taking us till the fifth line from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. E Salka Daitoch Ka'abashol Svirole. If Rabbi Yossi held by Abba Shol, Laise L'Ravi B'Kodesh Me'oichel Shebo Machmas Tvuyo. Rabbi Yossi would have started his proof of Ravi B'Kodesh not using Mechusar Kippurim as his basis. He would have taken advantage of what Abba Shol himself spoke about. He would have, we'll say, factored in a Tvul Yom. And here the Gemara spells it out. Uma oichel habo machmas Tvul Yom. Food that had come into contact with a Tvul Yom. The Tvul Yom gufei mutar bechulin. A Tvul Yom himself has no effect on chulin. Amris oisir revi b'kodesh. Abba Shol, and we're assuming Rabbi Yossi, if he would have held like that, said that that food that came into contact with the tvuyum eventually makes a revi b'kodesh. Well, ochel shlishi, we're at the top of the Aflamet Omer Aleph. Ochel shlishi habo machmas sheni. The sheni gufei osir bechulin. Ain't no din shows the revi b'kodesh. Ochel shlishi, that's food that had reached a third level tuma, that came, how did it become, how did it reach a third level tuma? It had been in contact with food that had been a sheni level of tuma. And the sheni level of tuma is ruined in the realm of chulin. Certainly, it could make a revi'i b'kodesh. So, just to repeat the point, if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abba Shol, he would have presented as an answer to how do you know there's a Ravi B'Kodesh, using this as his jumping off point, Oichel Shebo Machmas Tvuyom, and not the Mechusar Kippurim as he in fact said in the source before. So, if you're like Rav Papa said, you're questioning Rabbi Yochanan's point by suggesting that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like the Rabbanan but holds like Abba Shol, then Rabbi Yossi would have constructed his Kal V'chomer differently. V'chitema. You might want to say, why did Rabbi Yossi not use this as a Kal V'chomer? The chitemo mishum di'iko lemifrach ma litvuyom shekein avatuma. If you're going to use, or you're going to make reference to a tvuyom in the beginning of your Kal V'chomer, you're going to find that it's the Kal V'chomer's undoing, because a tvuyom is someone that could have been an avatuma, and you can't use that as a basis for concluding the power of a shlishi, which is a food item, making a revi, because the food item cannot become an avatuma. Yeah, but ho aisino mimechusar kippurim v'lo parche. Rabbi Yossi himself, when he made his Kal V'chomer using the Mechusar Kippurim as his jumping off point. What's a Mechusar Kippurim? We explained it already. A Mechusar Kippurim is a person that needs to bring a sacrifice on the eighth day of his purification period. Well, that's a person, isn't it? A person is someone that could himself have become an Avatuma. So that even though the starting off point was Mechusar Kippurim, which had the potential for having become an Avatuma, yet he used that as a Kal V'chomer to conclude the power of a shlishi into making a revi b'kodesh, and didn't say, "Well, the Mechusar Kippurim, which is possible b'kodesh, The reason he passes Bekush is because he was an Avatuman. You can't derive from that the power of a Shlishi, which could never have become an Avatuma. Not so. Rabbi Yossi doesn't seem to be bothered by that kind of pircha. So that if Rabbi Yossi really subscribed to Abba Shoal's approach, Rabbi Yossi would have, as a response to the issue of Minayin Revi'i B'Kodesh Apostle, he would have constructed a Kal V'Chomer using as his starting point Oichel Shebo Machmas Tvuyo. He didn't do that. It must be because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Abba Shoal with regard to the powers of a Tvul Yom, but rather Rabbi Yossi holds like the Chachomim. And since he holds like the Chachomim, Rabbi Yochanan's point comes right back. Here we have an example of something that's Posel B'Truma, but does not create a Revi B'Kodesh. And hence, Rabbi Yochanan is left with his discomfort with Rabbi Yossi's logic above. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.